I think there's something real emotional about quilts. I just feel like so much of you is expressed in a quilt.
Springfield resident Mona McCann has been quilting since she was a kid. Mona Gail Pierce grew up on a farm with a clever Missouri mailing address.
I was born in the country, and one of my grandmothers was a quilter, and I thought she was the greatest thing on earth. My mother and aunt grew up in the Methodist Church at Clever, so I would go to the quilting each week with them, and the ladies had lunch and talked about things in the community.
According to Wikipedia, in Europe, quilting was first introduced by the Crusaders in the 12th century and came across the Atlantic to America with the Pilgrims. In the years since, quilts and quilt making have seen a variety of forms, including colonial quilts, medallion quilts from the mid-19th century, whole cloth or crazy quilts. According to the Wall Street Journal, there are over 21 million quilters in the United States. Around 300 of them are members of the Ozark Peacemakers Quilt Guild.
My name is Judy Glover, and I'm the president of the Ozark Peacemakers Quilt Guild. We meet once a month. It's the fourth Tuesday of every month. We meet at 10 a.m. and we meet at 6 p.m. And then we have subgroups that anyone can belong to. Today, we're doing community quilts, so everybody is working on either a baby quilt or a squad car or a hospice quilt to be given to someone in the community.
Bobby, how's that baby quilt coming along?
It's coming.
And then tomorrow, Quilts of Valor will meet.
This is Quilts of Valor lap quilt.
And when we finish up several of them, they send them to the VA hospital in Mount Vernon.
And, says Judy Glover, along with distribution to the Mount Vernon Veterans Home, the Guild's Patriotic Peacemakers Committee makes formal presentations of completed quilts to area veterans twice a year.
I know we've made at least 4 presentations. The last one, we gave out 22 Quilts of Valor.
Basically, when Ozark Peacemakers Quilt Guild subgroups or committees get together, a quilting party breaks out, much to our community's betterment.
Our goal this year is to supply 400 doll quilts to Cross Lines, and I think we're pretty close to our goal of 400. And then Baby Quilt Ministry, we supply newborns in need, Ronald McDonald, we supply both hospitals, hospice, and it's all donated fabric, it's all donated work. We just do a lot for the community. I think last year we donated over 800 quilts altogether.
At the Guild's meeting place on South Campbell in Springfield, finishing touches to Ozark Peacemakers quilts are made with hand stitching, but the main work is done by the Guild's in-house long arm machine and the wide variety of member-owned machines like Vivian's 1946 Singer Featherweight.
Doesn't that sound sweet?
Or Terry's 2015 Baby Lock.
This machine will actually go fairly quickly. And then you can slow it down for more accuracy. You can barely get it going.
Wanda handles a Husqvarna.
But this is an old machine, probably 35 years old. Still has a Husqvarna name on it.
Well, I know Husqvarna makes pretty good chainsaws.
My husband knows that too.
Mary Ann fancies a 1954 Singer Featherweight Dressmaker's model.
They're very popular because of the portability and because they can sew through anything. You know, it doesn't have any problems going through the canvas and denim and stuff like that. It's like a mother and her children. She always knows the cry of her child. We all know the sound of our machine.
As to what quilting is, Ozark Peacemakers Quilt Guild member Karen Stanley recalls remarks made to the Guild a few years back by a visiting speaker from Kansas.
To him, quilting was 4 things, and it's very true. Quilting is utility. We make things to be useful, which is what we're doing in community quilts. We're making items to be useful. It is also fellowship. We get together, we talk quilting, we chit-chat about all sorts of things. It is art. There's an art factor to even the most simple quilts. And there are art quilts, which will blow your mind. And quilting is also therapy, and a lot of us consider it, for some people, like a zen type of thing. It makes us happy.
An appreciation for quilts and quilting shared by Springfieldian Mona McCann.
I told my husband that it's my tranquilizer. I just happen to like most any quilt. I'm that sold on them.
Mona McCann, who did most of her adult quilting with the First and Calvary quilters, is also sold on a particular type of sewing machine to do her quilting, one we heard examples of earlier in this story. Mona McCann owns two Singer featherweights, one of which she inherited from her mother, Mrs. Roy E. Pierce of Clever, Missouri.
I have a featherweight machine that I bought at an auction. I stood there all day once. I wanted one because my mother had one. She sold a cow to buy the featherweight machine, and she has a little table that's fit for it. So, and it still just works like clockwork. They're amazing. And they're just really the neatest thing for quilters because they can carry them. They're in a small case.
Mona McCann's mother's paperwork from the purchase of that Singer featherweight shows the transaction took place at Springfield's Singer shop February 26, 1940. If you'd like information on the Ozark Peacemakers Quilt Guild, its committees, calendar of events, and quilting parties, ozarkpeacemakers.com. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.
And the straw man died.